Norway 46-0 over Ironwood. And I really knew last week when Norway had that rough game to start off against the Lake Linden Hubble Lakes that they were whoever played them next was going to suffer, and that ended up being tonight the Ironwood Red Devils. Well, here the two teams got to stop intercepting each other's balls because the Braves have thrown three interceptions, Nagani have thrown two. The Miners will kick it off here, left to right across your radio, as Weston Yesny will put the ball down at the 40-yard line. And we'll see how it goes. As Yesny will put a foot to it. And here it is. End over end, nice kick. It's a deep one. Brought up the middle of the field and across the 45-yard line to the 50. He may take it to the house. Near side, Casey Almorton all the way. Touchdown! Touchdown, Braves! Three big ones for Casey Elwarden to the house. Braves 14, Nagani 7. Just like that. 12 seconds is all it took for Casey Elwarden to take it back 98, in fact, 98 yards. No flags on the field either as Elwarden gets a huge play to start. Now this two-point play is big. It puts them up two possessions if they can get it. So here we go with that. They're only up seven right now. Nate Young will have his team up there looking for two. He's in the gun. Terry behind him in the backfield. And Young is back. Lofts it out right side. It is caught in the end zone. Vinito can't quite hang on as he dove down. So Nagani dodges a bullet there. The touchdown, though, for Casey Elwarden. He took it home, and the Braves are up 14-7. We're back in 30 seconds.
If your vehicle is in need of some TLC under the hood, choose Advanced Tech Services Center of Escanaba. From an oil change to a major overhaul, Advanced Tech provides exceptional service for all makes and models. Featuring state and ASE certified technicians and conveniently located in the heart of Escanaba's major shopping area, alongside Walmart and behind Drifter's Restaurant. For more information, visit AdvancedTechUP.com or search Advanced Tech on Facebook. It's Advanced Tech Services Center of Escanaba.
Lightning in a bottle there. Casey Elwarden, 98 yards. And the Braves are up 14-7, and Austin Salas will kick it off now as Nagani will try to answer. A two-point play we didn't get looms right now. Nagani only down a touchdown. All right, Austin will put a boot to it, and Terry's kick bounces. Back to LaCar, and he'll return it left side. He's across the 30, gets a block out near the Nagani bench, 40-yard line, to the 43. And so here we go again. Evan Wolfer, he's had a nice game. Evan Wolfer has. He's been hitting the ball, hitting people, I should say. Well, the Braves up 14-7 as the Miners get the ball first to start this half. After the kickoff is taken to the house by Casey Elwarden. So Jacobson's got his team up there. First down and 10, 43-yard line in Miners territory. Whistles and a flag. Somebody lined up offside against the Gladstone Braves. Well, that's a freebie. So first down and five for Nagani at the 47-yard line, or 48. The ball right in the middle between the two on the hash mark. Pitch goes back to LaCar. LaCar works his way out to the near side, needs the corner, gets it. 50-yard line, and pushed out of bounds at the 42-yard line of the Braves. First down, Nagani. There was just not enough people on that side of the field to get to that one, and they strung it out pretty good, and 8 yards first down. On the Gladstone 44-yard line, Nagani is down 7, but they've got the ball after a good kickoff return and now a first down run by Kyla Carr. Jacobson ready. Motion man to the near side. Long, long snap count. Now he gives it inside. Johnson, nowhere to go. Down he goes. Our cousin Vinny got a piece of him. So did Jacob Perryman. Them two-timed a couple Marquette dudes last week as well. And nowhere to go for Johnson that time. And it's second and 10. Gladstone Braves football brought to you in part by our friends at the Family Inn, Delta Fence and Construction, and Bayside Pets. Proud to bring you Braves football home and away this season. Nagani Miners have second down and 10 yards to go from the Braves 44. Pardon me. Motion man to the near side. Looks like the same play. And it is. And it's Johnson on the option instead. Jacobson, left side, keeps going along the far sideline. He's got a first down at the Braves 30. Well, that it was exactly the same play, but this time he kept the ball instead of handing it off, and that's what got him loose. We have an injured player down for the Nagani Miners as Jacobson gets the first down to the Braves 32, a gain of 12. Next Friday night, we're in Kingsford. Fliver Field, the Braves and the Flivers. You know, I think our guys surprised them last year. We got them early, snuck through them. Not going to surprise them this year. They don't have Nora or Millila anymore, but they've still got a lot, and they're off to a great start. They beat a very awful Green Bay East team last week, but they're beating a not-so-good Houghton team right now as well. So we'll be their first test next week. 7 o'clock Eastern from Fliver Field next Friday night. The young man who was down on the play, Ian Engstrom, he was out one of the lead blockers, and he's not the biggest dude, but he is okay coming over. The Nagani trainer out to take a look. Well, here we go, folks. 10-14 to go in the third. It's a 7-point lead for the Braves. Nagani's got it on the 32 of the Braves, where they've been in our territory, it seems like, all night. So far, the bend but don't break defense for the Braves is not broken, but you know it's a matter of time with the very disciplined offense that the Miners have. So here under center is Jacobson. First down at the 32. Motion man to the left side this time. Braves look like they're blitzing on the left side, and the give goes up the middle. And there's our cousin Vinny knocking down LaCar. Our cousin Vinny with the tackle. Got 3 yards to the Braves, 29-yard line. Down to 9:49 to play third quarter. Gladstone 14, Nagani 7. Miners marching, though, to try to tie this game up. Jacobson under center. One receiver to the near side. The give, oh, and nothing doing. In the backfield, Johnson got absolutely crunched, and down he goes after a gain of nothing. Now it'll be third down for Nagani, third down and nearly 8. That defense, that time, stiffened right in the middle. You look down on the field, you see Craig Ness. He's standing a good 15 yards away from everybody, arms folded. He's got the shorts on, as always. It's 20 below. He'll have shorts on. Under 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Nagani with third down. They have a receiver to the near side, another man in the slot to the near side. Third down, 7 yards to go for Ty Jacobson and the Miners. And now whistles, and Nagani's going to use another timeout. Well, they used them all in the first half. They'll use one here, down by 7. We're back at 30 seconds, 14-7 Braves, the Braves Football Network.
Time is measured in so many ways. It can be the hardest thing to get through some days. Simple acts of kindness can help those struggling. You'll be amazed how easy it is to put a smile on someone's face. A simple gesture that you give to someone may make it their best day in a long time. Even those that seem to have everything together need kindness. Find time for daily acts of kindness and watch the awesomeness unfold. A message from your friends at Crawford Funeral Homes.
Back at the Marble Athletic Field, 14-7. Gladstone leading Nagani, 8:47 to go, third quarter. On the out-of-town scoreboard, Cadillac has scored again. They're up on Escanaba, 27-14 at the Igloo. Here, 14-7 Braves. Nagani with a third down 7 at the Braves, 29. Motion man to the left side, and here's the give. Fake give. It's going to be a keeper by Jacobson, and he's tripped up as he crosses the 25. He got half of what he needed, and now it's fourth down and short. He got to the 25 of the Braves. So can the Braves stop him on fourth down and 2.5 with 8:19 to play in the third? 14-7 Braves. Here we go. They spread it out with two receivers to the near side. Watch LeCarr up the middle. Jacobson's got the ball on fourth down and nearly 3. Here's the give. No, it's a fake. And oh, he pitched it to LeCarr at the last second. LeCarr is stripped up. Down he goes. He will not get there. The tackle by Caden Gibbs. And he motions first down Braves. Indeed it is. Elliot Vinito was there at home, and our cousin Vinny was waiting. If there was any mistake, there wasn't. Oh, did they come through, though, as Perryman got a big chunk of Jacobson. He was able to toss it at the very last second, but a huge stop for the Braves, leading by 7 on fourth down and 3. Now they've got to take care of the football here. A drive like the one they had against Marquette last week would be good. Nate Young in the gun. First down at 10. Two receivers near side, one to the far side of the field. Nate will throw it out left side. It is caught. And out behind everybody is the right side down to the 30-yard line. Casey Elwarden, 25-20. 15-10 to the house. Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown, Braves. Casey Elwarden got behind everybody, caught the ball along the right hash mark at about the 40, and he takes it 75 yards. Oh, he's going to sleep well tonight. Two long runs for Elwarden. Braves 20, Nagani 7. Now they'll line up for 2, and once again, these points are all big. 2 touchdowns by Casey Elwarden. That one a 75-yarder. And now the 2-point play to make it 22-7 here in the third quarter. Nate in the gun. Hands it off up the middle. Down to the goal line. They push him forward, but I don't think Terry got there. He did not. 7:47 to go. 20-7. Again, these points were leaving out there on the field. You would think Nagani's not going to stay on 7 forever, but maybe they will. 7:47 to go in the third. And Young to Elwarden. 75 yards. And Casey, think about this. Casey has run 173 yards on 2 plays in this quarter. I don't think I've run 173 yards in the last 20 years. And that is Casey Elwarden stepping up and being a big player, probably one of the quietest guys on the team. But last week he did his thing with kickoff returns and a touchdown reception in the first half. And Casey Elwarden with the big play. Braves up 20-7, but still a ton of time. 7:47 to go, third quarter. Austin Salas to kick it off here. Brett Seager was doing that last week for the Braves. Yesney back deep to receive. Now they're going to move up a little bit. As Terry will put a foot to it on the 40. He boots it straight up the middle of the field. 20-yard line, 25. Johnson outside, dragged down at the 30. 32-yard line is where they'll put him down. Well, Nagani, once again, in good field position. They're on the 35. The ball at the, well, he hasn't put it down yet. Now he will. They'll put it on the 34 and call it a play here with 7:42 to go in the third quarter. Braves 20, Miners 7. Next week from Flivver Field in Kingsford. For week 3, believe it or not, we're not even at Labor Day yet. All right, Miners first and 10 on their own 34. Left to right here in the third quarter. Still a little bit of daylight. Jacobson is under center again. He's been in the under center most of the night. The run up the middle of the field, and the Braves just push him back. Yesney had nowhere to go that time. He got maybe a yard to the 35. Weston Yesney, he's a nice boy. Got to know him a bit during baseball season. Had a lot of fun with a lot of the Marquette / Nagani Legion players. And he got two on that play. They'll give him the benefit of the doubt on the push. 7:10 to play in the third. Now Nagani with one receiver to the near side. Got to protect the deep one, right? Jacobson. Under center. Second down. Fakes it. He's back to throw. Throws it up the middle of the field. And it is in the air and almost picked off by Nate Young. And almost caught as well by Brady Mager, but it's incomplete, and it'll be third down and 8 at the 36-yard line for Nagani with 6:52 to play in the third quarter, and the Braves ahead 20-7. I see Brad Landis working on Big Jake Perryman down below us. Doesn't appear to be in much distress as they're just taping him while he's massaging his one of his legs with that gel thing that he has there. Brad doing his thing there with the training equipment, training supplies. Third down, Nagani. Third and 7. Left side. Nothing there. Braves push him back. And there is our cousin Vinny again. Nagani will have fourth and long. He got nothing on that play.